Hello, welcome to another episode of the Third Leg Show. It is season 4, episode 12. It is June 19th, 2024. Seems like we're bi now, bi-weekly. How's your week been, Shu?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I figured out the amount for schools. Like, everyone's talking about, like, student debt and shit, and it's always a hot topic because of the president and what he wants to do with, like, student debt. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, okay? Absolute worst case. I only owe $8,000 at the end of everything. After 4 years of school. Yeah, that's really fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a grant for like people who live out on the western front of Colorado in this school to where if you make under a certain threshold, they just pay for your fucking college completely. Like, you just show up and go. So I was like, and we qualify for that. So if for some reason that doesn't come through, I owe $8,000. But if it does hit, I pay nothing. So,
sounds
fingers
like a good
crossed.
Deal to me, yeah. Fingers crossed. This video will Why is my phone playing shit? That was weird. Anyway.
What about you? How was your week?
It's been all right. Today, actually, I also enrolled in school.
What are you going for?
It's a new degree that I've never heard of, but I guess it's a real thing. And I'm guessing I never heard of it because this school is in Florida, of all places. It's a game business and esports bachelor degree. I didn't know this was a thing.
What does that mean?
Game business and esports.
Yeah.
So pretty much I'll be learning the entire like management idea of like how to like produce games and things like that. And like understanding the sales and marketing for all that stuff. But also understand, like, learning about how they set up, like, esports events and how teams work for, like, esports and stuff like that. Okay. That's what I'm going to school for, which, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Some esports, like, games kind of suck, Rocket League. But I'm kind of interested to see what this is about just because it's, like, somewhat in my interest of I play a lot of competitive games. So I don't know.
So, how long is the thing?
It is an accelerated program. Bachelor's is what, like 4 years, right?
Yeah.
I'll be going to school for 27 months. I have to take 2 classes each month.
Online or like physically?
Online. I specifically, I'm going to do it online. Oh. I'm not moving to Florida.
Come on.
No way.
Let me read about you.
No. I don't want to be. Although if I did, I could go. I don't know. As of right now, it's online, right? That's what I've picked so that I could, you know, stay in my home and not have to. I hate moving. Moving is so much work. But yeah, it's a place called Full Sail University.
Yeah.
Out in Florida. Yeah. 27 months. I think the total amount for all of it is like 64,000 or like. Or it's like $9,000 a semester or something like that. So they're going to help me with all the, like the scholarships and like student stuff and grants and stuff like that. So
yeah,
maybe a lot less. Plus I get to stay at my job. Unfortunately, I get to stay at my job, but they pay for school too. So I'm hoping that they do that as well.
Usually you got to pay up front and then they reimburse you.
Yeah. I believe mine is you pay up front. They reimburse you if you pass your classes. So we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping. I'm actually kind of excited for it. Also a little scared because it's been
back
a long time
to
since I've been school. Yeah, it's been
back
a long
to school.
Time. Back to school for both of us, hopefully, right?
I'm waiting. I got 4 years, so I'll be there for a while.
I'll be rooting for you.
And I get to find. And I get to be a nurse, hang out with all the sluts.
I get to hopefully work with esports teams and figure out how I could slide my way in there and be part of those groups.
Then you can say the N-word, and then you can be big on Twitch afterwards. It's always weird
That's
how that
not,
works
that,
out.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
it is.
It's always weird.
Mm-hmm. That's not my plan, but I'll keep that in mind, I guess.
I don't know. Biggest streamer on Twitch said the N-word. Now he's fucking popular. Then he became popular.
That's true. That is true. Anyway, you want to get into some gaming news stuff?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
All right. Fair enough. You see any of the games that they showcased at like the Summer Games Fest or like Xbox or Nintendo Direct and all that stuff that happened recently?
No.
No. So you didn't see like the new Doom game?
I was just saying no, so we had a conversation.
I know. Well, we're gonna start with the Doom game because that's the one I'm most excited for. What are your thoughts on it so far? Since you've seen the trailer, I'm in. Okay. Yeah,
I was in as soon as I heard new Doom game.
That's new it. Doom game. You saw he's got like what a shield now and a freaking gun that shoots like skulls or bones.
Grinds them up and spits it out.
Yeah, I'm piqued by it. I'm hoping the music's good too. I know Doom Eternal had good music, but I do miss Mick Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have just paid the man. Yeah.
Could have.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Also, Gears of War E-Day. Did you see that? You don't want to play as Dom and Marcus again?
I mean, I do, but like, it runs like shit every fucking time on PC, so I don't care. Like, Sony has like the shittier exclusives, I'll be honest. Yeah. But at least their games fucking work.
For the most part on PC. Let's not remember The Last of Us Part 1 when that
That's the even... only one you got. Yeah. Like, that is the only one they got. It's just, I don't know, man. Every time I tried to play some Gears of War game on the fucking PC, it was ucky.
Yeah, I think the only one that kind of worked well was Gears Tactics, right?
And even then, well, is it's subjective, stretching. I guess.
Yeah, I tried that game out. I sucked at it.
I don't know, dude. Like, I just remember, like, I have a terrible memory, but I remember that game not running good. And to be fair, I did play it with, like, the first month it came out. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know, man. And then I tried playing Gears 5. That fucking sucks penis. Runs like ass.
Yeah, it was just not a good game to be completely honest. I did not like Gears 5 at all.
Shout out to you know, just forcing one character to be something. Not worrying about if they're good. Just, you know.
Some other things that we saw was Metal Gear Solid Delta, which is, I'm pretty sure, just a reboot of Metal Gear 3 or whatever. Whatever one takes you in, like, the like jungle or something like that. So, I don't know. But the other one I was kind of excited for was a Perfect Dark reboot. Did you ever play Perfect Dark?
No.
Let me see if I can look it up, because I'm pretty sure I played this a bit on one of my friend's Xboxes. It was an old game released in 2000. The game's 24 years old.
That was the other James Bond game, right? Like, they were made on the same engine for GoldenEye and that?
I think so. That's what it's looking like in the, like, video, like, the little, like, preview videos for it.
Yeah.
Perfect Dark is a 2000 first-person shooter developed and published by Rare for the Nintendo 64.
Yep, that's it.
Yep. I actually had a lot of fun with this game. I think I played the Xbox version of it when it got ported over there, and it was a lot of fun. I never played GoldenEye, so I think this was my bridge into the shooting world. But I'm kind of excited to see what a reboot of that's gonna look like. I hope it's better than the System Shock reboot, because that was awful. I don't know if you remember that game when it rebooted, but
I heard about it and then it just vanished.
Exactly. That's because it wasn't good. Ish. I didn't even buy that game, but just from like what I could see from people like playing it or reviewing about it, it did not look good. So I just never got it. Let's see. A couple other announcements. God of War Ragnarok is finally coming to PC.
Still got to play the first one.
Me too.
I got to get back to streaming, honestly.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
I know. It's just
waiting.
Life with a 13-year-old daughter is just fucking A, man. It is. You'll figure it out one day. You'll figure
That's
it out.
That's the hope. But yeah, God of War Ragnarok. I heard really great things about the first game, especially on its PC port. So I'm hoping this PC port's good as well. I also want to play it. God of War is just one of those games I love hearing about, but every time I go to play it, I just like, eh, maybe later kind of thing, you know?
I feel that. I think if we actually give it a shot, we'll be in business. Like, you gifted it to me.
I gifted it? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, you gifted it to me. That's why I feel bad, because, like, you spent money on this. Yeah. In 2022.
I don't remember.
Yes. Yes, this is the... Because I didn't buy this. I think you gave it to me during Christmas, and you must have, because then it goes immediately into January 2023. So, like, okay, to give you an idea of the time frame, we just started playing New World again, and a little bit before... Actually, the last time we tried to play Siege. That should jog your memory.
Yeah. Yeah. It does, actually. I slightly remember buying this for you and trying to sneak it in there without you noticing. I think you did eventually notice.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
That's usually how I try to do things. But also, Shadow of the Erdtree for Elden Ring releases in 14 hours, approximately. So...
I don't even know if I'm going to get it. I haven't even beaten the fucking base game.
Fair enough. Apparently, even if you don't buy the DLC, you're still going to get like some cool stuff for the base game as well. So
I'll buy it, but like I think I'm going to have a talk with like someone. Be like, we're going to play this together, okay? And we're going to set aside a day, and we're going to get this done. Do we understand each other?
Yeah, Thursdays.
I mean, if you want to, yeah, like I don't care who it is. Like, I need someone, like, I need to be a part of something that way I'm held accountable, because like it just gets buried. Like, War Thunder is like heroin. I go back to that. Helldivers, no matter how shitty it is, I love that. Hades 2 came out. I mean, then we got into 76. Like, it's just, it's ADD to the max, and I want to beat Elden Ring, but like, dog, I don't know. I think, like, I have to come to terms, and I have to look up a build and figure out what I'm doing, because usually I play games, like, at least once without looking up anything. That doesn't work in this game. It just doesn't fucking work. There's so many weapons that, like, naturally, like, three of each weapon type are going to be great, and the other ones are just straight up hot trash. And I always manage to find the hot trash ones.
I will say there are a decent amount of weapons, in my opinion, in Elden Ring that you can make, like, as long as you, you know, like you said, have
build
a
your
correct
character
build
right
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I there never do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you have a good one right now. If I remember correctly on stream, it's not strength, right? It's dex.
It's dex, but like I got to stop trying to do different things. I just need to go with the Unga Bunga build and just beat the shit out of stuff, because everyone likes to get fucking poise damage to where they just stand there and then you get a free hit. And that really works so far in the base game of Elden Ring. Like, there's not a single, like, Dex's bleed and, like, other effects. And it's just like, yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. What does work is I'm going to beat your dick in with this huge club and you're going to get stunned. And then I'm going to, you know, shove this whole club right into the ass. So, because I noticed.
Broke.
Yeah. Yeah, because I did notice that when we were playing with us and then us and Maestro, that hammer absolutely fucks at, like, all points that we have played so far with that thing. Like, first dick face you fight? Like, he gets stunned in 5 hits. It's, like, comical. So I think here's what has to happen. I need to start a new run on Elden Ring. And it's going to be strength, and I'm not allowed to deviate from it. Just go Unga Bunga.
It'll help you with a lot of bosses, as far as I remember, so...
It's like all of them! It's all of them! Yeah! Fuck everything else! So, I think I need to start over.
It'll work nice. I think it will. But don't get your hopes too much about the whole... not switching games so much, because what also was announced was Civ 7.
Are we really buying this again and doing it again and then mad that no one has 8 hours to play a game?
All I'm saying is it's coming out next year, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm hopping in on this. I'm going to be 100% fucking honest with you. I'm more interested in the Kingdom Hearts remakes than I never played than I am the new Civ. Because these fuckers, like, I can't blame them. We're adults now. We have fucking things to do. But, like, I don't know.
Stick to a schedule.
Yeah, I'm playing with one or two other people max. Like, I'm not doing anything more than that, just because, like, schedules are impossible to combine.
Yeah. And that's just, like, some of the games that were announced, but have you seen how many games are coming out? I mean, obviously, there's always just, like, a shit ton of games coming out every week. Porn games. But, like, just this summer alone, we have a lot of, like, different types of games, and none of these are porn games, as far as I know, that are coming out. Like, in July alone, we got another Final Fantasy. We've got The First Descent. We have Frostpunk 2 and, like, Smite 2. There's just a bunch of different games coming out, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what Angerfoot is, but apparently that's coming out July 11th. Also, Nintendo World Championships NES Edition is coming out July 18th.
What the fuck is even that?
I don't know. I just...
the greatest hits?
Is an upcoming 2024 video game developed, blah blah blah, is based on the esports competition. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I think it's just a bunch of different games and it's like speedrunning them or something like that. Or it's it's like a pack of games in it for the Switch, and that, like, there's just a bunch of different, like, screens and you just, like, compete with your friends or something like that. I'm not sure. I'm just looking at screenshots and they all, like, are... I think it's just, like, you going up against, like, a friend or something like that. You can play it on the same system, it looks like. A lot of it for, like, speedrunning stuff, too.
All right.
maybe we'll see this at, maybe not this year's GDQ, but... Well, maybe winter, right?
Yeah, winter's the best bet.
Yeah. What else? Let's see. I mean, scooting over to August, even. We've got Star Wars Outlaws coming out, which, are you even interested in it?
That's the fucking shooter game, right?
Maybe like I'm... the Star like it's Wars team-based. Outlaws Ubisoft. I don't think it is.
All right, I'm thinking of something else entirely. I'm dumb.
it's like the RPG Star Wars game. Takes place in between Empire Strike Back and Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
It's like you just play as, like, I guess, like, outlaws or bounty hunters and stuff like that.
I'm interested.
You say that until you watched some of the gameplay, which makes me confused. It seems like kind of more like a Splinter Cell game.
I mean, what is this called again?
Star Wars Outlaws. Remember, this is also Ubisoft, so there are three different prize points.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. All right, I'm out.
Yeah. Apparently, it's, like, from the gameplay that I saw of it, you're, like, stealthing around and, like, knocking people out, or, like stealth kills, pretty much, for the most part, or something like that. I don't know.
It would make sense if it was, like, a Splinter Cell game, considering they made
Ubisoft.
It.
Yeah. So, I'm keeping Jabba. A close eye on it, right? But that comes out August 30th. We also got, like, other games I don't even know. The Crush House, Stormgate, Streets of Rogue 2. I don't know what any of that is.
Streets of Rogue is a beat-em-up, ain't it?
I'm pretty sure. That, it makes sense.
Is that also Lando? Sorry, I'm watching the trailer.
You're good. I don't know.
That really looked like Lando. Stupid-ass cape and everything.
It probably was him.
What's up with the Winona Ryder character?
I think that's the main character.
I gotta rewatch, like, Stranger Things. God damn it.
I'm still waiting for the next season. Kids are not getting any younger.
Thanks, writer strike, you selfish fucks.
Yeah. I hope you make your money's worth, but yeah.
They were making enough money. Most of it, from what I understand, was that they were like, oh, I hope AI doesn't take our jobs. It's like, dog. Have you seen AI scripts? I think you're good.
I think the porn industry would go on strike first before.
Yeah, for real.
And then moving over to, it's like, September, just to quickly go through this, is Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, which they posted some gameplay of. I am even more excited for that game than ever. I'm going to make the mistake of pre-ordering it. I know, but I want it so bad. If you never played I've never actually played a real Stalker game. I've only played these like modded version, Stalker Anomaly, the free version that's out. But that game is so much fun. If you like Tarkov but don't want to have it be super pay to win or PvP and stuff like that, and just want to have a fun time fighting mutants instead of scavs and players, this is a game. It just seems like fun. Also, I don't know what the story's about, so that just makes me more excited. Also, Space Marine 2 for Warhammer 40K, which is the FPS Warhammer game. So, I don't know what that's going to be like.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah. Also, did you see the person who made Choo Choo Charles is coming back with a new game called Cuff Bust?
No.
The
fuck is Cuff Bust?
It's, as this article puts it, it's a bizarre joint-smoking, prison-breaking alien koalas in some slightly nauseating physics-based mayhem.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just weird. This is a thumbnail for the video of it. Or for, like, the game. I don't know what it's going to be about.
I don't hate it so far.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. And then just quickly going over a couple other things that were like fully announced is like, I think we got a trailer for Avowed, which is Obsidian's next like RPG game. We got a little bit of Assassin's Creed Shadows gameplay look, and it's interesting.
I just want choices. Like, Ubisoft, just give us actual choices. That's all I want.
Yeah, it seems interesting gameplay-wise. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The gameplay's cool. But, like, if I'm going to be spending 80 hours on a fucking game, like, I got to get some quality in there.
Let me see. Okay. So, speaking of playtime, by the way, before you get Star Wars Outlaws.
I'm not going to get this. This looks pretty milk toast to me. Like, just, eh.
Yeah, they did also say the new open-world Star Wars adventure, the story of it can be finished in about 30 hours. So, it seems a little low for an open-world RPG game, but...
I mean, at this point, I'm all for it, dude. Nothing's ever going to top Odyssey for me, unfortunately. Like, Odyssey was so fucking good, dude.
I guess we'll just have to see what happens with that. What was the last thing? Oh, yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah. There's also a Power Rangers beat 'em up arcade style game coming out. That's just the one I'm excited for a beat 'em up arcade game. It's just Power Rangers based. So, you know, I'm into it. Go ahead.
All right. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
You better be able to make the fucking robot. That's all I'm saying.
Let's see. It looks like it's the original, like, Mighty Morphin, right? So
yeah.
I hope there's not, like, a bunch of weird things in there. Yeah, you'll be fighting things like Putties and Goldar, so let's go. I'm already down for that. It doesn't say anything in the article. I didn't watch the trailer. I usually don't watch trailers for games anymore because they kind of bore me now with how trailers are made for video games. So I don't know if there's Megazords, but oh, well, would you look at that? Players will be able to control the original Power Rangers as well as pilot the franchise giant robot known as Zords.
I'm in.
I don't know. I think it's being released on all, or it's either all or yeah. It'll arrive on consoles and PC in late 2024. So I'm done for it. What are your thoughts on Black Ops 6? Have you seen anything about it?
Other than the zombies, nothing. Like, I haven't seen a fucking thing.
I love this time of year when I get to listen to all my friends rave about the new Call of Duty game. Because I never get them. I stopped getting them after, like, Modern Warfare 2019, I think. And so just listening to them talk about how excited they are for it because they hate the newest one, it's the exact same cycle. every single year. It's just like,
hell yeah,
it's so much fun just to listen to them be like, I can't wait for this game, it's gonna be great. Utterly Statement, this game fucking sucks. I hate it. Yeah, it is my favorite time of the year. But other than that, what you got for Earth Ambassadors or Good Eggs?
Earth Ambassadors. Well, Good Eggs. Apparently there's a bunch of people shoving mayonnaise on their hot dog, and to that I say, welcome to the club, son. Let's fucking go. Mayonnaise is honestly hated on way too much, okay? Way too much. Almost every dipping sauce is mayonnaise based. So shove it up your ass. Not mayonnaise, just, you know, your opinions. Don't shove mayonnaise up your ass.
Well, depends. Hold on. I think we found a new kink. No. I put mayonnaise on my hot dog. I never thought it was weird.
That's what I thought. They're like, I'm reading this article and like they're shitting on it like the whole time, and I'm like, dog, like I've been doing this since the 90s, like working out, like working in the summer, going to some beat up ass gas station and just getting a hot dog and mayonnaise packets and calling it good.
My go-to is like mayonnaise and Cholula. Well, that's what I put on my solid hot dog. Point.
I mean, you're just making spicy mayonnaise. Yeah, shout out Japan.
Pretty much. Yeah, spicy mayo is like, I can almost drink that shit. If it wasn't going to kill me if I drank it, I would drink it.
I mean, it's healthy fats, right? All within the reality.
Yeah.
Other good eggs I got for Father's Day. Presley and Ava got me like the old school Stanley thermos. I fucking love it, dude. I've been wanting one of these things for forever.
And, the thermos, not the like, not.
No, I'm not a white girl. Okay? Okay, I want the thermos.
I have to check. You know, you never know sometimes.
Yeah. So like now I'm counting down the days to winter because then I could just bring this fucking thing full of soup to the gym or like hot chocolate. Fucking love this thing. So thank you. That's all I got. What do you got?
Well, speaking of Father's Day. Also, happy Father's Day. I saw this article. I just want to know, who do you think is the best and the worst dad in a video game? Like, so two separate. I'll give you time to think about that while I read off my Earth Ambassador, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Mine is very, you know, obvious. It's just Nintendo and Sega. Because they also have removed a bunch more games from, like, different, like, libraries and things like that. Like keep track of old games and stuff like that. And this one, I feel like you could put it in good or bad, but this is like, I mean, it's, they're justified to do it, right? Because it's their properties and stuff like that. And this is technically a ROM site, but it was a place where they archived like really old, like video games from like the Atari and stuff like that. And now they're just all being removed because Nintendo just doesn't want it on there anymore. Even though this was established in 1997, they're just doing it now. So they got a lot of work to do there as well, just like Gary's mod did. But yeah, so they'll be removing every Pokemon game, Legend of Zelda, Mario, Sonic, Yakuza was on there, Pac-Man, Doom games, Metroid, Resident Evil.
Who the fuck wanted to emulate? Fuck, okay.
Yeah.
Where are the Pac-Man fans? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you can still get that on your phone, right?
Yeah, like, I think I don't even fucking know, dude. I was about to say, like, Pac-Man 99. I was like, no, that's a Tetris game. Like, Pac-Man is so outdated, it's not even funny. Who gives a fuck?
Now, I know they were, you know, it is their stuff, so they're allowed to do what they want if they want to remove it. But why'd they only remove the US and European ROMs and keep all the Japanese versions on there?
Maybe there's different laws or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Doom, Metroid, Resident Evil, Metal Gear, and Mega Man also removed. Who's emulating Ace? I've never played Ace Attorney, so I don't know if that has a big following. Also, the Persona games are getting removed.
Eesh. I mean, they're always on sale on Steam. You should be all right.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about getting, like, Persona, like, 5 or 4 or whatever one's on Steam right now.
Hell yeah, there's, like, 3 of them. Yeah. I've been dangerously curious. There's a lot of games I'm dangerously curious about, but I never do anything about it. I'm just a little bitch, so here I am.
Yeah. Have you thought about the question?
So when you say dads, right? That's what you said? Like video game characters?
Video game characters that are fathers.
Right? Best one has to be Joel.
Joel.
Best one has to be Joel. I mean, basically adopted Ellie. We don't talk about that second one. Worst? It's got to be Ash's dad, right? From like the original Pokemon game? What the fuck happened to that guy, right? Professor Oak's out here laying pipe to his ex. I feel like that's the worst one.
Okay. What I do agree with you on Joel for probably being one of the best. I'm torn between like being some of the worst is like... it doesn't have to be main character, by the way, right? It could just be like... But... I don't know. I'm torn between like the Pokemon Violet Professor Toro, I think is his name. Because he's, you know, he's not there for his his kid, who I think we dubbed as Maestro.
Yeah.
Or Hades from Hades, you know? He wasn't exactly a great father either.
No, but like towards the end, he starts coming around. Like he's like, all right, maybe I was fucked up. I didn't want to bow to your fucking greatest, blah, blah, blah. Like, so I guess it kind of shines through, but I get where you're coming from. 99% of that game, he fucking hates you.
He also kills you multiple times as you're trying to make it to the overworld.
I feel like you know, Hades, boss. Hades gets an honorable nod in Hades 2, because I can give gifts to everyone except for that guy. It's like... But he'll give me perks to help me out in my final fucking fight against Kronos. I don't know. Kronos! Kronos might actually be the worst one. His kids cut him up.
That's true. Also, Hades is in Hades too?
Yeah. Yeah, the last area, it's like each area, just like the first one, there's like scripted things you can run into. Like in this biome, you can run into this NPC and so on and so forth. And in the last one...
Stupid spider lady.
Yeah, she's a bitch. I hate her. And the last one is Hades chained up with Cerberus. And, like, he's like, oh, you're here. Like, once you beat Kronos, he's, oh, thank you very much. But he's back again. It's like, okay. Way to make this guy seem believable. What the fuck?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't know a lot of, like, really terrible dads. Would you put your dad from Fallout 3 on the good or bad side?
Good side. He's trying to purify the water.
Okay. He also leaves you, though.
I mean, to go help the greater good.
That's true. And what about Kratos for the last one I'm going to ask? I think he's good. He's a tough parent.
Need a lot more of that nowadays. So, yeah. I'll say yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we get into some state speculate then.
Jesus, we are just humming along. Yeah, I mean, fuck it, let's go.
I was like, I could talk about a lady smuggling stuff if you want.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm always interested in that. What do we got going on here?
How much... Alright, let me ask you this. How many Nintendo games, Switch games, do you think you can smuggle in your bra if you wore a bra?
Like, just the cartridges?
Yeah.
I think you could get like a flat 200 easy. 100 in each cup.
This person got 350.
Okay, but so I'm not too far off.
They were also caught, so.
Might be a little excessive.
Yeah. How this article puts it is very strange, but a nervous woman with a large bust size was stopped at an airport in China after officials grew suspicious of her. And so they took her to one of the back rooms to
show me your boobs right now. What Pokemon? Wait a minute.
Pretty much a woman trying to leave Hong Kong and enter China via the Lantang port was stopped by customs officers after they noticed she was acting strange, seemed nervous, and had oddly shaped breasts during a routine inspection of travelers. She was taken to a private area, and officials reportedly found that she was trying to smuggle over 300 Switch cartridges in her, you know, bra, pretty much.
So if you got ugly boobs, don't go to China?
Well, here, Yeah, pretty much.
Your kids look weird. I don't know if I can get over there. they're not that so here's the moral of the story. Just pretend you got a huge fucking dick made out of fucking Switch games. Just go with that. They ain't gonna look there. Don't be putting them in the chesticles.
Extra large condom, and then just have the, like, you know, your 2 inches go into the rest of it, right?
Yeah. You gotta anchor it in somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you want to guess roughly in USD how much all of these games were worth? Shit,
$350.
Oh,
fuck. Well, you figure, what's 3 times 8? 16, 24, right? All right, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. $2,400.
You're close. $9,660.
I was not close. Jesus. What the fuck? Where the fuck? What games was she smuggling?
That's what I want to know. It's just a very strange thing. Pretty much, like, the only reason why she's in trouble for smuggling is just because you have to pay, like, taxes for it, right? If you're trying to, like, mail things.
Or, you know, take them as your
person. So it's considered smuggling. So that's why she's in trouble. That's why it was wrong. In China, Article 7 of the regulations of the implementations of customs administration punishments of the People's Republic of China. That's such a
Jesus
long fucking
fuck, dude.
Name.
I stopped paying attention.
I was unable to read after like the fourth word.
There was a tone. It was just, what the fuck? Good God.
This keeps going. Pretty much prohibits people from evading customs, but, you know, just hiding stuff, concealing things, right? So, you could have just said it that way, instead of the entire name of the Article 7. But, yeah, I guess, hey, just don't try to smuggle video games to China.
Well,
also, I'm getting really tired of customs, by the way. I'm trying to ship a package to one of my friends in Canada, and it's just like, it takes so much fucking work, because, like, I've tried like 6 times to get it through. My job has taken money from me 6 times trying to get it through, but they won't give me the papers for it.
Dude, that's why, like, one of the things I love about America, like, American customs are basically nothing. Like, it's just like, is it illegal? No. Is it a bomb? No. We're good, man. Just send it on through. Because, yeah. Like, when Chili sent me something from Canada, it was quick. Like, the chocolate didn't even melt. But, like, I think I sent Chili something way back in the day, and it was just a letter, and it fucking took years to get through the Canadian fucking thing. Not years, but it took a long-ass time.
Yeah. I still have this person's package in my house. I'm just waiting for, like, to get the paperwork so I can give it pretty much right back to them and tell them, hey, here's the paperwork for it. They won't do it. I have to get the paperwork, right? I have to, like, sign it or whatever. I've had this thing since February. That's when I've been trying to. Send it out. It's still in my house.
What are you trying to send that requires paperwork? You trying to send him a fish?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a box full of, like, just like video game merch. I went to the Masters event in California for Valorant. I picked up some, you know, merchandise to give out to some people. I shipped it out to everybody else just fine because they all live in America. But this one to Canada is just taking forever. It's literally like 3 lanyards and a stuffed animal.
Canada is such a shithole. Can we just agree on that? Like,
yeah.
No matter how bad it is here, it's not Canada.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, state speculate.
Yeah, let's get this shit going. You know, it's not Canada. All right, state speculate. This is in the States. Florida or not, dad stabs son to death in fight over dirty dishes.
I'm going to say not Florida on this one.
Do you have a guess?
You said it's a state, right?
It is a state.
Over dishes, huh?
Dirty dishes, yes.
Where would this make new? I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
I mean, fuck, we're going to count that. It touches the border. This is Indiana.
Oh.
Yeah, the dad is 59. The son is 31.
Oh, come on, dude.
Was. Yeah. I mean, it's just, this whole thing, it's fucking weird. There was a friend over when this happened. who witnessed the entire thing. They wrestled down to the floor inside of the mobile home. Yeah, so the dad had a spoon in his hand and started stabbing the son with it. And the son, sorry, they're using their name instead of what they are, so I have to like constantly reference this. Okay, so the dad was stabbing the son with a spoon. The son told the friend, hey, get the spoon out of my dad's hand, so he did it. Then the father grabbed a hold of another weapon. The dad ran into the kitchen and grabbed something shiny and something sharp and thrusted it into the son's chest as hard as he could. The friend called 911. Cops noted they found someone with a bleeding wound to the chest in the living room. They get him to the hospital. He goes to surgery for a laceration to the heart. And he survives the surgery and dies the next day.
Damn. What yep. about the shitbag dad, huh? They get him?
No, unfortunately, this is real life, not a video game. Yeah, he's arrested. But, I don't know. His friend's kind of weird, too. He killed the only friend I have in the world. He's going to pay for what he did. That's the quote from the friend.
That doesn't seem threatening at all.
Fuck, hey. 31 years old and you're living with your dad? That's we got some questions here.
Also, stabbing over dirty dishes?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if it was, like, stacked to the ceiling, still not enough to be, like, you know, stabbing somebody, but enough for a decent-sized argument, I would say. Also, do you like washing dishes?
The idea of it, that's the dad. The idea of it, I don't like it, but then as soon as I start doing it, it becomes, like, almost meditation.
Exactly. It's the only reason why I love washing dishes. It's just very, like, calming and, like, you know, it's just you zen out for a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's simplistic tasks that you can see when you're done. Like, it's just gets you that yeah. dopamine hit.
Yeah, so I don't understand why people hate doing dishes.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I hate the idea, but once I get going, then I, you know, grow the fuck up.
Yeah, damn. 31 years living with your dad. Who then just stabs you.
Square in the heart, like...
Yeah.
Of all the places, probably not that one.
Are they going to count this to passionate murder?
Oh, crime of passion? Yeah. I don't know, dude. It's... Ugh. Why are you living with your dad, and why does your dad just... He started stabbing him with a spoon first. What the fuck? There's so many things. So many things.
It's trailer a lot folk, to take man. It. Yeah. What if it was actually like the dad was mad that he did the dishes because he wanted to do it?
I told you I was going to fucking clean that casserole dish.
I wanted to meditate for a little bit.
Also, what dishes are like needing to be done in a place, in a mobile home that a son and a dad live in?
I mean, they probably only have one pot, let's be honest.
That's, like, for real. Like, what, 7 plates were dirty? Like, what the fuck?
I will never understand trailer people.
Trailer folks are different folk, man.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's just like any other group of people. There's good trailer folk. But the bad trailer folk, dude, it is the Florida people mm-hmm. of, like, just, you know, normal humans. All right. State speculate. Military buff inadvertently bought 4 books of military secrets for under $1. They were found at a neighborhood recycling station.
I'm going to say Florida.
This is China.
Damn.
Yeah, the country's Ministry of State Security told the story in a social media post on Thursday, praising the retired man for calling a hotline to report the incident. It identified him only by his first name, Zhang, and did not say what the documents were about. There's a lot of weird hotlines. Like, I was talking to one of our Canadian friends. Because in Canada, let's just say you let a slur out. You can go to jail now in Canada for letting a slur out. And I asked, I was like, well, what's the process for that? He goes, you call a hotline and tell people, and then they look into it.
We got to tell our Canadian friend to be a little careful.
I was like, dude, you don't got to worry about that with me. You're good, man. He giggled. But I was just, why do we have hotlines? Like, I don't. That's like something from like the 1980s.
Yeah. I feel like there should only be like three. Would you count like emergency as hotline? Like cops and stuff like that?
No. Hotline, right? No. How else are you supposed to do that? You just scream cops?
It works in some places, right?
I think it works in less places than you think it does. I think
I said some, not in a lot.
I don't even think we're talking about like 20%. I think we're below that.
I think we're in a good, 2% it would work with, we just need like a suicide hotline, poison control. Would that be one?
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know any other ones, though. I
think suicide those are the other two hotline.
Maybe. Yeah.
Domestic suicide hotline. Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong.
I was just put domestic into 911. So I don't know. I guess it's a good thing I've never had to call that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I mean, most of them you can now text. Like, other than 911, you can text damn near every single one of them. So I was wrong. I fucked
is
that
CPS
up.
Is CPS a hotline?
Ooh, I think so.
Maybe, I mean, I that think one so. I need to.
They got one out here called Safe to Tell, where like you can anonymously tell someone something that you're concerned about in terms of like the welfare of another child. And like, okay. The kids out here have weaponized it. Like, these damn kids, they just like, they'll get into a fight and they drop a tip, be like, so-and-so is suicidal. And it's like, yeah, but is that person actually? No. But then like a cop will show up at their house at whatever time they do this. Like, it's almost like minor league swatting. Like, it's just weird.
Oh, there's going to be, they're going to have a problem with that hotline. This is
spoiler alert. It is already here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Hotlines, good. Some bad.
U.S. hotlines, good. Canadian hotlines, bad.
Dude, that is wild. England has the same thing, too. If you just say stuff that's, like, deemed gross, they send you to jail. Like, obscene. How about that? That's a better way to say that. Yeah. Like, if you just be like, I don't fucking like the Venezuelans. And then, like, that's ridiculous. Like, let the idiots talk. We have to know who they are.
Mm-hmm. We got to see who comes out on top in this conversation.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea of who does, but, like, I got to know who's, what is that saying? It's better to have everyone think you're a fool rather than open your mouth and have everyone see that you're a fool. So, like, let them talk.
I want to see where this is going.
Yeah, I want to let the idiots talk. I want to see the rambling. You don't listen to the homeless guy babbling speech? Come on, man. I'm always giving a quick ear. Like, what's going on with that guy? What's he babbling about? What demons is he talking to? Oh, never mind, racist. All right, moving along. Okay. Speaking of odd shit, state speculate woman unexpectedly gives birth at Golden Corral in state, names baby after restaurant.
I don't even know where. Is Golden Corral like all over the
U.S.? All over the nation, yeah.
Okay. So I only knew it in Utah, so I was like, I really hope it's not here. I'm going to say not Florida, though.
Yeah, this is Mississippi. The restaurant was in Arkansas. Headline is like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on? Until you read that the woman visited this location in Arkansas to spend time with her family and enjoy a meal, but headed to the restroom experiencing stomach pains. The 26-year-old complaints were a result of a surprise pregnancy, and she was in active labor at 37 weeks. It's a little early. Reportedly experienced a, quote, cryptic pregnancy, which is, quote, when a person doesn't know they're pregnant, a person may only realize they're pregnant because labor begins. That's according to the Cleveland Clinic. Good news, baby and mom are healthy. The mother paid tribute to the location in which her baby was born by naming him Tamar Kylon Corral Woodfork.
Oh, I thought it was going to be first name Golden, middle name Corral.
We had a kid in my high school. His name was like Zeke Corral. Every time I saw it, he spelled it exactly like Golden Corral. And I was like, this motherfucker, he's related to the buffet thing somehow. Nah, he was just a douchebag. He was like a weirdo and a douchebag. So, you know, it's whatever. But yeah, I mean, at first it's just like, oh my God, how pathetic. And then you actually read it and, my God, that'd be terrible. Be like, I gotta take the worst shit ever. Fucking starts crying at you. Yo! What the hell?
I hope they get, like, free food from there. I mean, I know their food's not great, but...
yeah, you probably shouldn't be eating that.
Yeah.
Probably should leave that alone. You should take this as a hit. This is the only good thing to come out of a Golden Corral since inception, okay? Like...
there's one thing I still... like from Golden Corral. I won't say it's like my favorite thing, right? Cause there should never be a thing at a buffet that's your favorite thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Right?
But I do like their chili, and I'm pretty sure it's just canned chili. So that's the only thing.
When was the last time you went to a buffet?
At a buffet?
Ooh. Yeah, any buffet.
I have no idea. I'm going to guess 2020. Was that a 2020 or 2018? Somewhere around there.
Okay.
I don't remember if it was pre or post dad. So I don't know.
I think the last time I went was with my dad, funny enough. Like, after my mom and dad split up, our dad would just try to do stuff with us on the weekends. So, like, he would take us to church, and then after church, we would go to this country buffet. And I think that's the last time I went. I don't remember. No, that's a lie. I was, like, 13, so
okay,
almost 20 years now.
Would you count a place where you just pay and you can just get, like, you have, like a 30-minute time limit, but you can eat, like, as much only sushi as you want. You just have to order it from them.
Oh, fuck, you're right. I don't know, dude. That doesn't feel like a buffet, even though the food is the equivalent. Yeah.
Yeah, so if we're counting that, then it was, like, last year.
I mean, yeah, if that's the case, I think it's, like, 2019. It was before the pandemic. They got pissed. Like, there was a sushi roll that was fucking disgusting. Like, actually bad. Like, I think the fish was bad, and me and Preston didn't eat it. They got pissed. They're like, we got to charge you for that. And I'm like, we just show up, and you give us food. Like, what the fuck? They're like, yeah, we don't deal with that. That's food waste. And I'm like, okay, never coming back here again. That is such a wild thing to me.
There was one place where we went in Vegas. It was all you could eat, like, sushi for, like, a time. It was so good. It was so much food.
See, Vegas buffets are different, right? Like, yeah. At least then you gotta, like, there's, for some reason, like, a high standard buffets or two, but, like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it had to be either the sushi place or it was, like, we have, like, a kind of, like, half Chinese, like, it's, like, Chinese fusion buffet, like, close to my house. I think we went there one time because my mom had, like, a coupon. So that was probably the, like, last actual, like, buffet I went to. Where the food's just sitting out under the heat lamp.
For days.
Yeah.
There's a Chinese buffet out here that, like, is loaded every time we go past. And I'm like, I can't tell if that's because it's good or is there's just a lot of fat fucks who like this. Like, I don't know. And so me and Press have just been, like... like, do we go? Do we not go? And we always forget about it. So I think that's probably for the best.
Yeah. I feel like if you do go, it's going to be like 3 days of you just not being able to get online. You'll just be on the toilet. You might have to move your desk up there.
I'm sorry to say this, but yeah, Chinese buffets, I'm horribly terrified of. Like that and like the whatever fucking taco stand that like roams around the state. Those ones scare the shit out of me so bad. And I'm sure it's just like anything else. Be like, it's either really good or it is poop your pants bad.
There's usually like my work every like couple months or something like that. They'll have like just a like a food truck, like a taco thing that's up there. And then, like, I went up there and got food from them one time. They're like, yeah, we're usually like here or St. George or like up, you know, further north. Even sometimes they go like out of state and stuff like that. And they just do things for different businesses, just like feed the employees. And I was like, it was really good though. So, I mean, I would give those a shot.
I just, it just, buffets, like I said, just weird me out, man.
Yeah.
I'm totally not looking up the reviews to this place.
I don't know. After talking about it, I'm like, I could go for a buffet one day soon, honestly. I mean, like, also, would you count buffet as like a place like hot pot, right? Where it's like you just get a pot of like boiling like stock.
Oil.
Like some, yeah. Well, sometimes it's oil. It's usually like soup or something like that where we go. It boils and then you like you just order food on that, like on a tablet, and they bring it out to you and you have to cook it. Yeah.
Nah.
So that's not that. I don't know. There's just a lot of different like almost buffets I guess I go to often.
I just, yeah, I guess you're a fucking aficionado, man.
There's just so many different places that it's like, is that a buffet or not? There's always just like those weird places that like I'll go out to eat with either like friends or my cousin that will just be like, yeah, you can just come here, order what you want, and they just bring it to you. It's just like a paid amount for that time, all you can eat kind of thing.
There's a review for this buffet. The Chinese buffet near me. I enjoyed it. This is a 4 out of 5 stars, by the way. Wish I could have stayed longer, but I forgot I left my oven on at home. The time I did spend there was nice. Awesome food and nice people.
So this person was cooking food?
This person's
home?
A fucking idiot. This Jesus Christ.
If this person is telling the truth that they actually left their oven on, like, I think this is the first time I'm ever actually hearing it happen to somebody.
What an idiot.
All right.
There's another lady who says, place is run down, and I got a question for this. The middle toilet in the women's restroom wouldn't even flush when I tried to use it. So you just shit in a broken toilet?
Yeah, That sounds like what they did.
Just pooped in it. Fuck it. Ugh.
The place close to where we used to live is a place called King Buffet. They have like a bunch of different types of food. So many. They always love showing off the fried food in pictures.
Yeah. That's because you can make bad food good when it's fried. Is it me? And maybe we've had this conversation before. The name for Chinese buffets are almost like very racist. Like China King Buffet. Another one that like I grew up next to was called Panda King Buffet, and I'm like that one feels ucky to say. That one, yeah. Panda King? Like everything's changed ever since that Panda King came to town. See how that feels? It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't.
It feels horrible.
It's a interesting thing for sure.
Oriental Valley? Like, that one... that one feels very gross.
Let me see if I can look up some of the buffets near me and what they are. I mean, like, King Buffet, obviously. There was another one that I don't know where it is, but it had, like, a really weird name to it. I think there's one just called, like, it was, like, Golden China or something like that.
Is that a piss joke?
No, I think it was actually the name of a buffet place. I just can't find it on the list.
When I did the fucking Department of Corrections, boot camp, I guess you would call it. I don't know. It was in, I told you about this place. Like, there's a truck that drives down with, like, KKK shit all over it. Like, just out in broad daylight. So, that sets the scene. There was a Chinese restaurant. I can't remember what the fuck it was. But it was like F-U-K. I think it was like Fuck Garden or something like that. Like, I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, it was never open when I went down there. But, man, I really wanted to eat at Fuck Garden.
Also, the place I was thinking of, they changed their name to Carnival Buffet. Did you see on Google Maps, they now have a thing for different, like, restaurants and stuff that, like, have the LGBTQ plus friendly as a tag for it as
what
well
does
now?
What does that mean? Like, if you're gay, like, if they think you're gay, they kick you out? What does that mean?
I don't, that's what I'm wondering, right?
Does that happen a lot? Like, some, like, two men dining together? Hey, you better get the fuck out of here. You're like, what?
<I've> what never year is seen it? This tag before. I never knew we were, like, this was a God. Needed tag.
This seems very unneeded. This seems very, like, I've been on this earth for 31 years. I have never seen someone get kicked out because they're gay.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Like, are you unfriendly if you don't have a flag up? Like, what does this mean?
This is also, like, the only place I've seen have that tag in all these buffet places. So maybe it's just that one that has it, or the rest of these don't. There's
if
also
you're
another
gay,
tag.
Do you get a discount?
There's a different tag, too. I don't know. This one has the LGBTQ plus friendly tag. It also has the tag, I guess this is also required, but identifies as woman-owned.
Why do I give a fuck?
Yeah, right?
I feel like that's, like, that's more sexist than, like, the actual thing. Just be like, yeah, women work in the kitchen over here. Like, there's estrogen on that grill. Be like, oh, so the food's better? Why would you say that? Why does it matter? Like, what the fuck?
I just don't understand why we need these.
That one, remember? See, we just talked about the racist fucking Chinese buffet names. That one seems very, it'd be like, okay, so, like, a men cooks worse? I don't know. I want a woman making my food. See how that sounds? See?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm looking through all these to see if there's, like, a different tag on there of, like, different things. There's also a buffet just called Panda Buffet here, so very close to
Panda yours. Enjoyers food.
I don't know.
It's
crazy that they have the LGBTQ plus tag on there and also the identifies as woman-owned. Because we don't have it for just, like, what? There's no tag for just that, like, hey, we're straight friendly. Also, this is owned by a man.
Straight friendly? Man owned it and straight friendly. Thank God. I've been needing something like this.
I'm honestly waiting to... Oh, here's another one. Identifies as Asian owned. I guess we need that too now.
I feel like
Asian buffet.
This is only helping out, like, racists. You understand this? Like, sexist and racist. Like, oh, fucking Asians work here. Get the fuck out of here. Who gives a shit?
I don't understand my state.
That is fuck. I don't think it's your state. That feels like an everywhere thing.
I feel like the LGBTQ plus friendly one might be because of my state, because, you know, the church, but. That's wild. Google Maps, you are wild.
There's suspected lesbians at table 6. Hold on. I'm about to rub my dick all over this food because they're lesbian. It's funny. What?
No,
like,
no,
when
no
does this happen?
Golden Star lesbian.
Fucking idiots.
Oh, my gosh. I can't find any other ones other than those three tags I've seen so far. Oh, also identifies as Latino-owned. So that's another one.
This is only helping out racists, dude. Like, I don't want to go to the white kitchen. Be like, and I don't want to see no gays while I'm eating my food.
Check tags. We're homophobes and racist. We can't go to any.
I cook with my Klan hood on.
What the fuck?
What a dumb fucking thing.
What if I go out of state?
Google, you're dumb.
You can keep going with the state stuff. I just want to see out of state if there's anything.
All right. I forgot that's what we were doing. For a second there, I thought we were just bullshitting. It's a good thing I remembered we were podcasting because I would have said some choice words. We don't want none of them F words around here. What, fun people? No, the other F word. Oh, fucks. Okay, state speculate, Florida or not. Bear blamed for 5 break-ins in 2 hours.
Not Florida. Is it Cali again?
Yeah, this is California again. Apparently also, the bears are taking after too. The people. Yeah, I think it's an everywhere thing.
Okay.
That's so cringy, dude. Like, that one physically just like, yeah, they won't kick you out because you're gay. When was the last time this happened? Like, what? I think Colorado was the last time. These gay dudes wanted to get married, or it was like lesbians. And like, the bakery didn't want to make them a cake because they were gay. And like, it was a Christian bakery, and they kicked them out because they were gay, and then they sued them. And then it came out that the people trying to get married went to like multiple, like dozens of bakeries until they finally got kicked out. Then they started suing. And it was just like, okay, so both of you are scumbags. Both parties are scumbags. Okay, good. See you later. Yeah, this is California. Apparently it's taken after the people. They see how you act with Amazon packages. Have you seen the video of the fucking UPS guy fucking delivering a package and a porch pirate immediately grabs it? Like, the package was on the ground, on the doorstep for 30 seconds, tops. Guy just comes up, grabs it, gets in the car, and drives off. It's, I don't know, man. Eat shit, California. I'll get my chisel. I've had enough.
Yeah.
Now we got bears stealing stuff.
Honestly, the bears need it more than the people. Let's be honest. They need whatever that... They need that Moby Dick dildo that you bought, that 3-foot dildo that you bought on Amazon.
They need some meat. You guys keep eating veggies all the time. They're going to start eating people. It was a very polite bear. It just opened the freezer and took my packaged chicken. All right. Fuck you, California.
Speaking of like weird like things that animals do, or weird things that people do to animals. I know that sounds bad. Have you seen the thing?
Especially on
like,
this podcast.
Yeah. Have you seen the thing? I have not watched it for the very specific reason of it involves spiders, but the thing where they just put 2 spiders in an arena and just have them fight it out, and they've just had one spider winning for the most part, and it's just been dominated. It's just become another spider killer. A spider that kills spiders, pretty much.
No, but I'm into this.
Yeah, I'm into it, but I will never watch it for the specific reason of it involves spiders.
Well, you got to know which ones to stay away from, you know? Like, can't fuck with that one. He has dominated 38 bouts.
There's just no way I will ever be able to... no.
There's another one. They feed a pufferfish. Like, some dude has a pufferfish, and I'm pretty sure it's in a basement. Like, this one gives off creepy vibes. He just feeds this shit. Like, he'll drop random shit into the tank, and spoiler alert... The pufferfish wins. It's like centipedes, scorpions, spiders. Pufferfish is apparently a nasty predator. Most notably is that centipede. He sends that fucker in there, and like the pufferfish looks at it, and it's just quick. Wham, wham! Like the thing's in half, and he's like chewing it. Like, it's like, what the fuck? I didn't know pufferfish were fucking... Dude, pufferfish are G's, man. Don't fuck with them.
The things he's putting in have a disadvantage. They're all land things.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's in a basement. Like, there's a lot of creepy vibes from it. Like, the content's, like, crazy as fuck, because I didn't know that about pufferfish. I thought, like, when you hold them, they just bite carrots and go, bleh.
Yeah.
But, like, no, apparently savage killers. All right. Speaking of, yeah, I got nothing. Water. State speculate, magnet fishing couple finds a safe containing $100,000 in a state park.
Just, wait, what? Yeah, water? Sorry, what?
Yeah, they were magnet fishing, where you just chuck a magnet and you just pull it back to you and see what you get. Yeah, someone did that in this state's park and found a safe that had $100,000 in it.
Not Florida. Is this like New York?
This is New York.
Yeah.
They took
where's
it.
Where's a place that has a lot of money?
Yeah, where's a place where a lot of crime happens? Yeah, the police even told them to keep it because there's no evidence to suggest it's connected to a crime, even though it's a safe in the middle of a lake. Great, great police work going on. They took a bus to Washington, D.C. with the most salvageable cash from the safe in hopes of having it cataloged and replaced at the U.S. Treasury Department bureaus of engraving and printing. They said the cache was badly damaged and getting worse by the day. The Treasury employee estimated there appeared to be $50,000 to $70,000 worth of recoverable cash in the plastic bag brought by the couple. Quote, America's beautiful.
I wish I was up so bad.
Dude, the couple who took up magnet fishing as an outdoor activity during the early days of COVID-19 said their previous discoveries included a grenade, multiple guns, a drone, and an entire motorcycle. I kind of want to start magnet fishing now.
I do too, but our lake dried up.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is it's a lot easier for you. You don't got to touch no gross-ass rope. You just drag it on the dirt.
Oh, I wish I always forget that if you have, like, really damaged bills, you can get them replaced.
Oh, hell yeah.
I forget that's a thing.
What is it? That one couple that I read, the dog ate, like, yeah. like $4,200. They just waited for it to poop and took them in.
Yeah.
Speaking of absolute dog shit, and this is the final state speculate, Florida or not, Korean noodles, you know, those real famous spicy ones, they're recalled in place for being, quote, too spicy.
Not Florida.
It's a country in Europe.
I missed that part. Where do they have shitty food?
France? There's a lot of whites.
UK?
I guess this is even whiter than those places, because you can still buy those there. This is Denmark.
Oh, yeah. Denmark's a place.
Yeah, it's a shithole. The Danish Veterinary and Food Administration. Why is that a combined thing? Why? Wait a minute. The animal doctors are telling... Okay. Announced on its website that it is recalling Samyang's Bulldog 3X Spicy Hot Chicken and 2X Spicy Hot Chicken and Hot Chicken Stew ramen noodle products. The recall was attributed to high levels of capsaicin, the chili pepper extract that gives the noodles their spicy flavor. The Technical University of Denmark Food Institute assesses that the levels of total capsaicin in a single pack of all three noodle products are so high that they pose a risk to consumer develops a that the they're saying that the consumer develops acute poisoning. You get the shits and a tummy ache, like.
I just think you guys are little bitches. I don't know.
Don't be telling them what happens if you eat too much blueberries. Like, don't. Oh my God. Samyang released a statement to the BBC indicating that it stands behind its products. Quote, "We understand that the Danish Food Authority recalled the products not because of a problem in their quality, but because they were too spicy." The statement said, quote, "The products are being exported globally, but this is the first time they've been recalled for the above reason." What the fuck?
Denmark, you guys are dumbasses. Also, Denmark, you just kind of look like Germany's cowlicked hair.
Denmark, you're... What the fuck are you guys eating?
No spices at all, okay?
Yeah. We're out here making fun of England. Turns out there's an even dumber collection of people.
Yeah, all of Europe's kind of the same place to be.
I don't know, man.
Except for one.
Yeah. The Bulldog Ramen 3X Spicy, the hottest noodles in the product line, has a spiciness of 13,000 Scoville heat units. A jalapeno pepper is 4,000 to 8,000. So, like, if you own two jalapeno poppers, if you own two jalapenos, are you, like, breaking the law? Denmark, you're sad.
Maybe they're just going to worry if you own two, you're going to poison yourself. Did we do the 2X or the 3X on this podcast? I think we did the 2X, right?
Yeah, it wasn't the 3, it was the 2. Tasted great. It was spicy as fuck.
Maybe we got to try the 3X to see what Denmark's missing out on.
Yeah, maybe I'll get, like, acute poisoning. Oh, wait, I'm not a little bitch. Okay.
We handle spice just fine over here.
Yeah, just drink milk, ice cream, or rice before you eat that. It's not a... Or even mashed fucking potatoes. Mm. That's all you got to do, and you don't get the poops. Or an upset tummy. God, I hate Europe. All right. Although they're not part of the European Union, so we got that going for them. They were one of the people who were just like, yeah, we don't want to fucking do this. We'll keep our own shit. Thank you.
wisely.
Yeah, they turns out even England was just like, oi, governor, this is dog shit. I don't know. England's a shithole, too. Okay, Rush, not Rush. Does David Rush own the world's tallest rideable bicycle?
No. Is this correct. Some stupid thing in the UK?
Nah, close. It's France.
Ah,
okay. 25 feet tall, 5 inches. And the motherfucker rides it.
Yeah. Bicycle?
Yeah, keep in mind, this is the record, okay? Rideable bicycle, okay? The tallest one. The rider, Nicholas Barrios, he's one of the riders, quote, this experience has completely transformed my worldview. Before this, I really needed self-confidence. I was shy and had a negative self-opinion. Now it's better, and sometimes I feel unstoppable. I think I can repair, build, or design anything.
Do you have a picture of this bicycle?
I got a YouTube video.
Don't take that. I just want to see it.
I mean, it's not a great video. Or a great thumbnail.
Yeah. I kind of wanted it, like, I know it's a bicycle. Kind of wanted it to be a unicycle.
See, I fucking hate people on unicycles.
I just would think it's funny to see some dude on a 25 feet tall unicycle. But I want to see it as one giant wheel, right?
Jesus Can't Christ.
Can't be the stupid thing that he's got going on.
It's just pipes it's welded cool. together.
Yeah, it still looks honestly pretty cool, in my opinion, the bike. But, like, not practical at all, obviously. You have to wear a harness for it.
I mean, I would imagine they had him tied to a crane. Guinness is a bunch of nerds. Yeah. Like, Guinness, they had to learn how to ride this. They've fallen off of this thing before. You understand that, right?
Is this what they mean when they say it's like riding a bicycle?
Yeah, exactly this. 25, you know, 25 and almost a half foot tall. That way when you fall, you can land on your head and end it because apparently this bike gives you magical powers. Makes you have an inflated self-worth, I guess. I don't know. That was sad reading that, honestly.
a little, yeah. How are you going to store this, my guy?
It's pretty simple. He's homeless. This is all he has. he just throws a blanket over the top, and him and his co-rider just sleep on the streets of fucking France with this.
This just seems like a giant signal for people to come over and just steal your bike tires.
Dude, I would have a lot of respect if they did that. They just ran up and took the wheels, so you just own 25 feet and 5 inches of metal frame.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Okay. Rush, not Good Rush. Someone created a new world record category on a balance board. It is the most juggling catches in 1 minute while on a balancing board. Blindfolded.
I'm gonna say Rush.
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah.
This is him. No quotes, no magical powers to this balancing board.
Let's be honest, he probably does have magical powers but are keeping them hidden, alright? Breaking that many records. And being that sexy, I don't know. There's gotta be some kind of mystic voodoo to that.
His wife doesn't know how lucky she is.
Look how fast he can set up a Christmas tree.
Yeah. This is my favorite world record. Shout out to my dad's side of the family. Does David Rush own the world's fastest wheelbarrow? That does 52 miles an hour.
No, but I want this, bro.
Yeah, this is not. This is a British man. Dylan Phillips. I guess he didn't know, like, he just built it just for fun, and then he realized there was a record category for fastest wheelbarrow speed. Quote, I ended up building the wheelbarrow for fun in a little practice run messing around I got about 37 miles an hour, and then the question got asked if there was a land speed record for it. So it was just a case of finding out that the record existed, and then I decided to actually do something with this idiotic thing that I built. He further goes on to say, slowing down is the issue. It's only got brakes for the front, he said. Touch wood, I've... What?
Touch wood, okay.
Yeah, I don't get this quote. Slowing down is the issue. It's only got brakes at the front, he said. Touch wood, I've not... Oh, like knock on wood. I've not come off it or had any mishaps with it. It's just uncomfortable. It does leave you aching after a couple of runs because it's got no suspension, and it just rattles you to bits. I feel on top of the world. I mean, it's absolute nonsense. It really, but it's quite fascinating. It's quite a nice feeling.
This is honestly like the one cool guy in Europe.
Yeah, this dude's fucking sweet. Like, Russian, this dude made a wheelbarrow that does 52 miles an hour? You could do that on most highways.
Yeah.
Except for Texas. Texas got that 75 mile an hour.
Ours is 70 here, so.
There's places out here 70, but I think like a large portion of Texas is 75 miles an hour.
I kind of want to also ride, like, take this and try to ride it, you know?
Fucking like, A. Yeah, put someone in there. Hold on.
Yeah, that's fastest way to get your kid to sleep. You put it in there, it's like rocking it.
I don't know if it was because my dad was a stereotypical Mexican or not, but me and my little brother, we would fucking put each other in the wheelbarrow, pick it up, and then just run around the yard as fast as we could with it. So, like, I don't know if that's like a normal kid thing to do, but I feel like it is. I don't know.
We never owned one, so I wouldn't know.
We gotta ask people. We gotta take the show to the streets. All right. Rush, not Rush. Someone reclaimed the record for the most behind-the-back catches.
Rush?
In a minute. Yeah, this is him.
Okay.
He's now up to 177. What is it at now? Someone broke it. They had 25. And now they have managed 26.
Nice. I'm kind of hoping that Rush goes until he reaches like 420.69.
Oh my god, right? Fucking awesome.
He just retires.
Alright. And lastly, man breaks his own fist bumping record. Rush, not Rush.
Is Rush.
Is him again. The man's burning it. The man's burning it in 30 seconds. He got 397 fist bumps.
With who?
This is a YouTuber.
Dr. Mike?
Yeah.
Yep. I think I saw the short for this, but I didn't actually recognize Rush. I just saw... I watched, like, just the short of it, and it was just Dr. Mike, and he's just going with fist bumps. So I was like, hey, I remember when Rush did that. I don't think I ever recognized it was him until you said this.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
That's all I got. Rush out here slanging that meat.
Mm-hmm. 429, that's your goal, Rush.
Speaking of slinging meat, I recently have discovered this side of YouTube where Peloton, like the fucking bike with a TV screen on top of it, where they have like virtual classrooms. People have started name trolling them, and so they'll be like, "Oh, someone's on top of the leaderboard. I need a dick." Like, <they'll> be, son of a bitch. There's this gay dude named Cody, and he is all for it. Like, he'll read the names, and he goes, he shits on whoever has that name. Like, one of them was like slanging dick. He goes, hey, man, I'm glad someone's out here doing it. Like, the literal next one was Cody's skid marks. He goes, that's fucking me. Like, that's not true at all. Then the next one was Cody's balloon nut. And he's like, I don't even know what that means. You need to go talk to somebody, though. Like, they just shit all over these fucking people. And they get him to read them almost all the time. And it's the basic one, like, Connie Lingus. Like, they just, oh, my God, dude. It's so good.
Are you thinking about getting one then?
Honestly, me and Press were discussing it just so I could, like, have some fucked up name.
I'll be sure to ship yours with care.
I ain't doing it. Exercise bikes are bad for your dick and balls. Don't do it.
I love getting cardio in, but it's just like the bike ones I hate doing. Like, I'm fine with running and walking. It's biking I don't like.
Stairs, elliptical. Just as a man, don't ride a standing bike. Don't do that. That's bad for your dick and balls.
Yeah. Well, other than that, you got anything to plug before we end it?
Hold on, I actually do. What about Ooh. You? You got anything?
I mean, one of mine is everyone should get their kid, not baby, but their kid, and put them in a wheelbarrow and push them around. That does sound like fun.
It is. Especially when you hit a tree when they're not looking. Fucking send them flying. Okay. Because they would face you. Like, my little brother would face me. Like, and so I'd be like, oh, like pretending to lose balance. And I would run full bore into a fucking tree every time, dude. That poor fuck just. Oh, those are good times.
I don't really got anything to plug.
Toughen each other up. Oh, June 30th through July 6th, go watch GDQ.
Ooh.
Go give it a shot.
June 30th to July 6th, huh?
Yeah. Schedule's actually pretty good. There's actually quite a few things I'm very interested in. So,
well, then you guys might see us on the 10th of July. We may be too busy watching and forget about doing the podcast.
I mean, we could just do it and shit talk whoever's on it at the time. What's
Oh my gosh! Like, you just have nothing planned, and just we're just watching.
Just commentary. Yeah. We'll get banned off of YouTube because GDQ's a bunch of sensitive fucks.
No, we'll just say, hey, we're gonna watch this specific run. We won't say what's happening in it, and we'll just shit talk.
No. What goes on at that time? Old School RuneScape gets ran at 5:30 on that Tuesday. Hollow Knight. At 6, then Destiny. I'm gonna guess it's a raid. It says one, and then StarCraft, the Talos Principle, and CBT, whatever the fuck that is.
I will say I have been playing Destiny 2 again.
Oh, you're back on it.
I didn't get the newest DLC because I'm not gonna spend $50 on it just yet. But I did, like, there was a sale. I don't know if it's still going or not. Of like, you could get all like the previous DLC for it. It was like $20 for all of it, right? It has been a lot of fun, I will say. I am so lost. There are like a bunch of different currencies as there were before, but now they added like two more ones, so it's not terrible, but it's been pretty fun going through the story and, you know, figuring everything out again.
It was fun. I never had an issue with it. It was just getting people to do fucking raids.
Yeah.
Doing missions and PvP got boring. I wanted to do raids and, let's face it, other people just weren't up talent-wise for it. They suck. Just kidding.
No, maybe I'm not. You're onto something. You are.
Maybe I'm not.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun. So, I mean, if you're going to play it.
And after GDQ, watch the streams. It's happening. I'm going back.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'll plug.
I'm going back.
Siege is back, baby.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
Only for a month.
Okay?
Let's not get
Look,
too far.
I'm going in with an open mind. Like, maybe I'll fall back in love again. Probably won't. Maybe I will.
You got to connect your phone.
I don't give a fuck about that. I get goofy-ass text messages from God knows what every fucking day.
Yep. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for listening. You guys have a great week, night, day, double week, maybe triple week. We'll see what happens. Other than that, bye.
Bye.